This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, October 12, 2014. This is the day people are going to remember. This is the day when Ebola spread itself on American shores. It's the first time we've had it transfer within America. And, of course, we've already had the first person get it transferred outside of Africa. That was a Spanish nurse. This is another nurse. And we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones on this breaking story. He immediately filed a report. We're going to have that coming up after the break. But it's amazing to look at the reactions to this. And, of course, this is intimately tied with our open borders. This is what I would call open borders 2.0. This is where this is leading. We've been talking about how if they leave the borders open, it's not only going to destroy our country in terms of a Cloward and Piven economic basis. They're also looking at ways to incorporate people into this country who have not become citizens, allowing them to vote. We've even got the Mexican consulate paying to shield illegal immigrants in the U.S. from deportation. That's another story that was up on Infowars.com that was put up yesterday, actually. We're going to talk about that as well. But let's get back to this Ebola patient. This was transferred today. We learned about it. It was actually she fell sick on Friday, went into the hospital, and as they reported, she was following procedures as she had been given it, following protocols. And they say, well, obviously the protocols were violated. Yeah, the protocols have been violated in a number of areas for quite some time. We were called fearmongers here when Alex Jones and InfoWars was talking about not bringing back patients from Africa into the United States and putting them in less than level 4 biohazard containments. We've talked to scientists who do research with Ebola. They were surprised at the breaking of protocols. Other health workers were surprised at that. Even the cleaning guys who cleaned up the vomit on the sidewalk 4 days after it happened, they wore protective suits. Not the cleanup guys who cleaned up the sidewalk. They did not. They came out with just shirt sleeves and with a high-pressure sprayer. But the guys that got to come in, I believe it was the next day on Friday, it was a company, I think, called the cleaning guys. They said they took the recommendations up a level from what the CDC was recommending. In other words, when you're dealing with something this potentially deadly, that has such a high percentage of people who fall ill to it die, when you're dealing with something that's that contagious, and we don't have it under control in Africa, wouldn't you want to go an extra level and take an extra level of precaution? Clearly, they are not under control with this, both in Spain as well as here. The Telegraph reports that she was taken in, and this is the optimism, okay? Is the glass half empty or is the glass half full? Well, the Dallas officials put a smiley face on it, says she was taken into isolation within 90 minutes of arriving at the hospital. What was she doing before she was taken into isolation for 90 minutes in the hospital? We saw this happen to the nurse in Spain as well. She tried on 3 separate occasions over a period of 1 week to get medical care when her temperature went up. She was somebody they knew was working with the Ebola patient. Yet on 3 occasions, they paid no attention to her. Finally, when they realized that she had the disease and they kept her there, they left her in the emergency room for 8 hours, exposed to people who were coming in as well as to medical staff. When they took her in for treatment, she was so violently ill, she was vomiting and had diarrhea. Bodily fluids were everywhere. Of course, you can get it from just touching someone without getting into that level of exposure. But the doctor who worked on her complained about the fact that his suit didn't have sleeves long enough to cover his arms. That's what we're seeing here. We're seeing a kind of an arrogance from Western governments that this can't happen here. And they're trying to do this partially to contain people, to not allow panic to break out. But it's also gone far beyond that, as we pointed out, to a level of deliberate hubris to casually stand down and not follow these procedures. They're not just telling people not to worry and then behind the scenes doing everything they can and above and beyond. No, they're not even doing that. And so we're seeing this now, the first case transferred in the United States. Stay with us right after the break. Alex Jones, take on it. We'll be right back.
the government's Department of...
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sunday, October 12, 2014, as we issue this emergency alert report. It has now been confirmed in Dallas, Texas, the site of patient Zero's death last week. A nurse who was treating him at the Presbyterian Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, has tested positive for contracting Ebola, the deadly virus, ravaging hundreds of thousands of people right now, potentially could infect millions in Africa. And now it has spread in the United States, just as it spread last week to another nurse, a healthcare worker in Madrid, Spain. So there are several big questions, obviously, here, and several big issues. Why, for the first time ever, are they bringing Ebola patients into Western countries like Spain and the United States? Why, when other nations like England, France, and Arab countries as well have blocked flights out of countries being ravaged by Ebola, why has the United States not halted flights and is still not even doing basic screening at major airports? Another big question, why did Obama lie to us and say virtually no chance it would come here? Why did the CDC say, hey, we can't control the border and we don't think it's going to spread? Why did the head of the Texas Medical Board come out last week and said that there was basically zero chance Ebola could spread when we know it's been spreading like wildfire in Africa? And many scientists, many virologists, even in the New York Times, have come out and said it may have already begun to go somewhat airborne. So to be clear, there is now an official outbreak of Ebola in the United States. And if this healthcare worker was in a full hazmat suit, you better believe that the children, the wife, the neighbors, the children at the school where these other children went are all obviously in danger. And I think it's safe to say what we said a week and a half ago when this news first broke. The odds are this has spread to wider groups of people. And patient zero, who's now dead, Thomas Eric Duncan, who died last Wednesday, is not the only one. And now that speculation has been confirmed
by the news that a healthcare worker in Texas has tested preliminarily positive for infection with Ebola virus.
CNN headline, Texas nurse tests positive for Ebola, would be first Ebola transmission in the United States. Dallas Morning News, healthcare worker at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas tests positive for Ebola. CDC protocol breached in treating Ebola patient, Associated Press. And that's the big point that has to be made here out of all these important issues. The default position of not bringing Ebola patients into the United States, that was violated for the first time. When I pointed this out, when other people pointed this out, when the Drudge Report pointed this out, mainstream media demonized us and criticized us and said, how dare you not want to bring Ebola patients here? You must be racist. How dare you fearmonger and say people could be coming across the border with it? Well, now a nurse who is in full hazmat gear has contracted it at the hospital where this person was for a week. And remember, they didn't clean the ambulance for days. They sent some of the kids to school for days, even after they knew patient zero, who's now dead, had Ebola. Evidence is also mounting that the CDC is lying to the American people. Foreign press reported that Mr. Duncan had died a day before and that the CDC was basically covering it up, and that forced them the next day to claim that he died Wednesday morning. There's major evidence that we're being lied to. Ebola patients are being brought in. They're not following proper protocols, and it's spreading. And when we point out that the southern border should be highly controlled as well as the northern border, and that everyone who was on this flight with him should be put in containment, we're called conspiracy theorists for following the default federal law. So clearly, elements of our government want this crisis to get out of control. The good news is the head of SOUTHCOM, the U.S. military branch that oversees Central and South American U.S. interests, came out last week and said the big threat is Ebola coming across the southern border.
Many countries in the Western Hemisphere have about no ability to deal with an Ebola outbreak. We have a lot of West Africans, of the Homeland Security folks doing their work on our southwest border. Of the number of people they capture, a very large percentage of them are West African. I was down in Costa Rica a couple of weeks ago talking to our embassy personnel. One of them relayed a story to me. But there were five or six black guys that were there at the border waiting in line to pass into Nicaragua and then on the way north. And the embassy person walked over and just asked who they were. And they said, well, we're from Liberia. Been on the road about a week. And we're on the way to New York City. Illegally. So they're on the network. They had flown into, I think, Trinidad, and then met up with the traffickers, and now they're on the way in. They could have made it to New York City and still be within the incubation period of Ebola. That if there's an outbreak in the Caribbean, particularly or in Central America, it will make the 68,000 unaccompanied children, I think, look like a small problem.
The UN estimates run from 1.4 million to 5 million people in Africa alone by December who will contract Ebola. Undoubtedly, many of them will try to flee to the West. Other countries, including African nations, are not letting them in because that's default common sense. So now the U.S. is the dumping ground of people who have contracted Ebola, and now it's confirmed to be spreading in the United States. We the people have to take action, call Congress, call the media, call the White House, call the CDC, and say, listen, you follow federal law, you follow the defaults, and you quarantine the people that have been in contact, you shut that border, you stop those flights, or you will be held accountable when this spreads and they're quarantining hundreds of thousands or millions of U.S. citizens and North Americans. This appears to be a false flag that they bare minimum allow to spiral out of control as a pretext for more medical tyranny here in the United States and worldwide. Finally, I want to leave you with a clip that our reporters got last week with the head of the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, Executive Commissioner Kyle Janik, saying to the legislature that there's zero danger, even if Ebola was on the table right in front of him. It's clear they're trying to pacify the public and cover up what's happening, not to stop panic, but to stop a real response.
There is functionally no risk. You can push me as far as you want to say zero. I will not say zero. It's knowing what I know, there is zero risk. I said it. There it is. I shouldn't say that. There's no risk. Ebola virus could be sitting there, and if I'm touching it with unbroken skin, it's not a risk.
Well, folks, we put the facts out here. We've been proven right again. Now it's up to you to take action and raise the alarm. We'll take you back now to the radio studio where David Knight is live breaking this down and taking your phone calls right here in Austin, Texas and worldwide.
That's right. We're going to be going up to a break in a moment. If you want to call in and talk, especially if you're a healthcare provider, that number is 877-789-2539. It's a different number on Sundays. That's 877-789-ALEX. So if you want to call in, especially if you're a healthcare worker, first responder, we'd like to know what you think, because this is what they're saying. They're saying the Dallas health worker who looked after the first Ebola victim, this is the Telegraph, was wearing a full protective gown, gloves, and face shield as she cared for him. Now, we've been told by Obama that there was absolutely no risk of this coming to America. We were told by the Texas official, as you just heard in that report, there's no risk of it coming. We've been told by the Dallas judge who's working with Homeland Security, there's absolutely no risk. Really? I don't think so. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. That's 877-789-2539.
Cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663. or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and if you're just joining us, we had a special report from Alex Jones about the new developments in Ebola. Of course, we've had the first patient in America to contract it in America, and the second one to contract it outside of Africa. Of course, the other one being a nurse in Spain, and this is a nurse in Dallas who contracted it. They're telling us that she was wearing full protective clothing, just as the CDC told her to, but now they're looking at 48 healthcare workers. They say they were considered to be at low risk of developing the disease, but now they're taking a closer look at them. Well, I would hope so. Dr. David Varga, the chief clinical officer, said this individual was following the full CDC guidelines, and we're very concerned. I'm also very concerned, as this report says, that the victim was taken into isolation within 90 minutes of arriving at the hospital. 90 minutes, she was taken into isolation. What was she doing for the first 90 minutes? She was not in isolation. We saw this happen, of course, in Spain as well, where the nurse there had to try three times to get help over a period of 1 week. When she finally went back the last time, she was in the emergency room for over 8 hours after they realized that she had Ebola. When she was finally taken in for care, the doctor who was working with her as she was violently vomiting had diarrhea. That doctor did not have a suit that covered his arms completely. This is a very, very dangerous situation. We don't fully understand, I believe, how it's being transmitted. We've said this from the very beginning. If they cannot control this, if it's doubling every 2 weeks in Africa, then I think we need to go to another level of containment. Perhaps there's something about this that they don't understand. They're saying that they know that it's not airborne, but we've seen some studies that might indicate that was the case with animals. And, of course, to say that it's not airborne doesn't mean that it can't be transmitted via aerosol. To say that someone cannot transmit it before they're exhibiting symptoms, I don't believe is necessarily true either. They're telling people that you're still shedding the virus in bodily fluids as well as sexual fluids for several weeks up to months after you have convalesced from this. They've seen this. But then they say, well, we haven't proven that anybody could get it from that. Well, they're still telling people to keep apart from others sexually and in other ways, still be concerned about those fluids. And yet they're not concerned that it could be transmitted that way prior to somebody exhibiting a fever. So there's a lot of questions about this. And of course, as I mentioned in the very first segment, we had the guys who went in and cleaned up the apartment 5 days later. That's how long they took to do a response. But the cleaning company that went in took it to another level from what the CDC had told them. They went to the next higher level. They wore respirators because they're not convinced that they can't get it from airborne aerosols. And, of course, Stefan Molyneux had a great video that he's put out about this. He says, of course, it's already gone airborne. We've allowed it onto airplanes. That's one of the most dangerous ways to make it go airborne. That's something that is far worse than coughing or sneezing and transmitting it to someone that's just across the room. You can take it across continents that way, and now we're seeing that happening. Of course, the CDC says the protocol was breached in treating this Ebola patient. They don't know exactly how. The doctor there says that they followed all procedures, that they wore protective clothing, but he's saying somehow our protocol was breached. Well, you know, the protocol for containing dangerous diseases like this was breached many times by the CDC. That's what we've been saying for the last couple of months. The fact that they brought patients into the United States, the fact that they allowed travelers to bring it in, that they're not containing it within that country. Those are breaches of protocol that you would use in a dangerous pandemic like we have going. And this is far greater than anything we've ever seen in any previous Ebola outbreaks. There's been several Ebola outbreaks. It's affected anywhere from dozens of people. The worst two prior to this were 300 and 425. This is way beyond that.
It's doubling every 2 weeks still, and they say that if it continues this curve, we're going to see anywhere from 500,000 to 1.5 million people in the two primary African countries of Liberia and Sierra Leone by December. By December. That's 5 to 15% of the combined population of those two countries. Work those numbers out to the United States. Think about if 5 to 15% of the United States were to get it. But, of course, we're doing something about it. We're sending our soldiers into that area, even though nurses with protective clothing are contracting it when they care for patients in Spain and in the United States. We're going to send thousands of military personnel into that area. Absolute insanity. It's completely standing down. And look at what's happening at the border. We just had this report. We played it on Friday. Dr. Eileen Marty is someone who was treating patients in Sierra Leone. She came back into the country, and she was absolutely amazed. Here's what she said.
Wait, how many days did you spend in Nigeria?
31 days.
Okay, 31 days. Then you come back to the U.S. through Germany. Which city in Germany?
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt. You go Frankfurt, Miami, nonstop.
Correct. Yes.
And then you land in Miami, Miami's international airport, and then what happens?
I get to the kiosk because I'm a global entry person and, you know, enter the information, put my fingerprints, and mark the fact that I've been in Nigeria, and nobody cares. And
nobody stopped me.
Nobody.
Not a single test.
Nothing.
And you were thinking what?
And I'm thinking that I've just spent the bulk of my time worrying about entrance and exits, because my key role was to help develop the exit strategy to and the entrance strategy, so no more cases of Ebola could be imported into Nigeria and no case of Ebola could be exported from Nigeria.
So they were doing it in Nigeria, but no one was doing it here in the United States.
Nor in Germany.
All right, so were you surprised then when you heard about the first case of Ebola here in the United States?
No.
It was about to happen.
Because of what we've already spoken about, that the incubation period is 2 to 21 days, and the best we could do, and we did the best that any country is doing in Nigeria, but the best we can do is look for symptoms, test for symptoms in symptomatic patients, and ask epidemiologic questions. But if somebody either doesn't know they were exposed or lies on these questionnaires...
Like the first case who came from South Africa, right?
Yeah. Oh, he lied a lot.
Now,
not the one to Dallas, but the one to Nigeria.
Now,
okay, let's leave it at that.
Would you be surprised if we find more cases?
That's what we've heard over and over again from healthcare people like this doctor who was setting up protocols to try to keep it out of Nigeria, to try to keep it from leaving Nigeria. We heard the same thing when the news crew came back. They said they had been covering it directly, and they said, I think I heard something about that. They go away for a while, and then they come back, and they say, you should watch out for signs of developing Ebola. And she said, well, what should I look for? I don't know. And they let the two people traveling with her, who are cameraman and producer, they also let them through. Same thing we heard from Dr. Gil Mobley in Atlanta. He staged a protest in the airport wearing a protective clothing suit to try to draw people's attention to the fact that nothing is being done to screen anyone. Now, when they touched down the Marines at the hot zone in Ebola, they had Liberians come out and take their temperature. We don't do that. It's exactly the opposite. I mean, if it wasn't being engineered, if they weren't doing everything they could to spread it, we would be living in a complete idiocracy. But I don't think they're that stupid. We're going to be talking to you, taking your calls coming up in the next segment. We're also going to take a look at the money trail with Big Pharma and Ebola. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010, 541-229-0010.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas. For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, October 12th, 2014. We're talking about, of course, Ebola. We have had the second patient in the United States, the first time it's been contracted within the United States. Of course, the second time it's been contracted outside of Africa, the other being a nurse as well. I thought it'd be interesting. We're going to go to your calls in just one moment. We're going to go to Dallas Ebola Watch, that's what the caller calls himself. But I wanted to talk about the first nurse that came to the United States with it that was brought in with Dr. Kent Brantley. Her name was Nancy Reitball. This is an interview from Science Insider on October 2nd. They asked her, how did you become infected? Because we're told that all the protocols were followed We're told that by the people who are in the hospital. Of course, the CDC is saying, well, you didn't follow one of our protocols. While they stand down at the border, they refuse to close the border. You know, isolation is the first protocol that should be followed. But going back to Nancy Reitbaul, she says, I don't really know. She says, nobody's sure, least of all me. I never felt like I was unsafe. I never felt like I walked into a situation where I was being exposed. I was on the low-risk side of things. I was never in the crisis or the Ebola center. I was always on the outside. I made sure doctors and nurses were dressed properly before they went in and out. I decontaminated them before they went out. We kept a close check on each other. She says, we had an employee, though, who was doing the same job I was doing. He got sick. I didn't know he was sick. He didn't tell anybody. He actually thought he had typhoid. The day I started having symptoms, at least a fever, was the last day I saw him. He did have Ebola. He did not survive. She says, I never remembered touching him, although it's possible he could have picked up a sprayer to decontaminate someone, and I could have picked up that sprayer, or we could have touched the same thing. I never touched him. I never touched him. So she thinks that perhaps it was something that they touched intermediately, that he touched something, she later touched it. That brings to mind the reckless behavior that Judge Jenkins in Dallas modeled for everybody when he went to the apartment and said, there is zero risk that I can get it here because I'm not touching a patient. You don't have to touch a patient to get it. And, of course, she was on the outside of the Ebola Crisis Center. Of course, Dr. Kent Brantley, who was working there, also contracted it. I don't know what he thinks was the means of his getting infected. But listen, at the time that Judge Jenkins went in, it was several days after the patient had left. I would not feel confident going into that apartment. And, of course, the people who cleaned it up two days later, went another level above the hazmat suits that CDC had prescribed. But to go into that apartment and then to brag at a press conference that he's wearing the same shirt that he wore into the apartment and hung out with them in the apartment and then drove them in his car for 45 minutes and he comes to a press conference and says, I'm wearing the same shirt, no problem. He is sending a very reckless and dangerous message to people, something that whether he intends it to or not, he does work for Homeland Security. So whether or not he intends this, he is sending a message to people that could very well spread this. The virus lasts, they say, anywhere from a few hours to a few days. And it also is dependent on the amount of sunlight that it gets. And we're going to have a report about that as well, another device that somebody has come up that may offer some promise on that. But the bottom line is he didn't tell people that. He just basically said, there's no problem walking into the apartment if the patient is not there. That's not what somebody who worked in the country believes. Let's go to some of your calls now. Dallas Ebola Watch in Texas. You've been holding for a while. Go ahead.
Mr. Knight, thank you. I wanted to break some news that I haven't seen in the media, and it's regarding the pharmaceutical companies that have been contracted by the Department of Defense under Project Biohazard. Technia Pharmaceuticals, on their website, they have information that in January 14, 2014, they began human Ebola clinical trials. So clinical trials of their product, TKM Ebola, in humans. And
yes.
That was 2 months, obviously, before the outbreak.
Yes.
Technia is one of the companies that saw a 23% increase in their stock and their I guess basically because they're one of the companies listed as trying to find the treatment for this spontaneous outbreak. And
yes, very
it's
much.
Actually listed. Go ahead.
Yes, we're going to have a report on that in the next hour, actually. They not only began trials in January, but they also got a lot of money from Monsanto at that time. And they got a stock option, and that stock spiked 12 days before the Ebola outbreak in Guinea, the very first place that occurred this time, was noticed. So there's some very interesting follow-the-money issues going on here. There's also an interesting contrast and hypocrisy, the way that they're pushing ZMapp as a panacea, as a miracle drug. It works on an antibody strategy. And yet at the same time, these blood transfusions, which operate on the same antibody strategy, are demonized as a black market that needs to be shut down. I think there's a lot of questions that need to be raised about what's going on with big pharmaceutical companies and the government. I'm very concerned that they're going to pronounce one of these as a miracle drug and coerce everybody into taking it.
Yes, sir. Am I still on air? I'm sorry.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I was just wondering if I was still on air.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So I'm awesome. I'm so glad to hear that you guys are looking into it. I would expect nothing less from InfoWars. Dallas Ebola Watch is just a small little Facebook page that we started because we were concerned and we were following and researching these things. So Technia Pharmaceuticals, look it up. Everyone, they're making money off this. The DoD contracted them to develop, and it's from the Zaire strain, which is odd. Another quick point is that on the CDC website, this outbreak is very, very odd because all of the CDC has a chronological history of the Ebola virus, and every previous outbreak started in one country. This is the only outbreak that started in multiple countries, and the nature of viruses, that's almost impossible. I'm not an expert. Mm-hmm. But I'm a critical thinker.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. How could it start at the same time in different countries?
There's a lot of questions about...
Unless they were doing a trial.
There's a lot of questions about the timing of this. Let me ask you before I go to the next caller. You're there in Dallas. You're watching this develop. How do you feel about Judge Jenkins and what he's been doing?
Oh, my gosh. He's either complicit in this or he's just a puppet who's trying to politically posture himself for some further political aspirations. But I think he's an idiot.
My take on it exactly. I don't think we could put a finer point on it. Thank you so much. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard?
Hey, yeah, this is always a great show. I've been a Sunday afternoon listener for probably 4 or 5 years. And, you know, I consider myself a constitutionalist, and I would say that the cream of the truth rises to the top, and Alex and InfoWars are a great example of that. I do have two quick inquiries about the Ebola, and find it very interesting that even though maybe it has not gone airborne, that it is indeed much more highly infectious than we've been led to believe, and that the World Health Organization seems to have more intense restrictions on this than even our own Centers for Disease Control. And with that, I'll leave that to you. I'll just hang up and listen. But thank you so much for taking the call.
Well, I agree. I think that when you've got a disease that is doubling every couple of weeks, that they're looking at if it keeps up the same curve, that it's going to affect anywhere from 5 to 15% of the population in those two countries. I think that there's clearly something about it that they don't understand. It's not just the sanitation conditions in those countries or the lack of medical care. Look at the hundreds. It's well over 300 medical workers who have gone who are using all the protocols and procedures that are recommended as far as the conventional wisdom goes. I just read at the beginning of this segment, Nancy Reitball, who is a nurse there, saying she had no idea how she got that. Her best guess is that she touched something that a fellow coworker who came down with Ebola had touched. That was the best guess that she could come up with. So there are ways that this is being transmitted that they don't really know because they're not controlling it even within their hospitals, even within their medical care workers. We're going to be right back. We're going to take some more of your calls. Of course, we've had the second person in Dallas now to come down with Ebola, the first person in the United States to contract Ebola within the United States. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we are taking your calls about the recent developments in Ebola. As we were just talking about the patient who was a nurse, treating the Ebola patient, Thomas Duncan in Dallas, has now come down with it, and they say that she was following all the protocols. They say she had protective clothing. The CDC is insisting that her protocol wasn't followed, and yet we see people who have gone to Africa by the hundreds dying from Ebola, medical workers, doctors, unsure how they contracted this disease. They were following the protocols. I'm sure if you go to that country and you see some, if you've seen the pictures of people who have Ebola, the horrific blisters and just the condition that they're in, if you watch somebody that has contracted that, if you're treating those people, I would think you would use the utmost care to try to make sure that you don't contract that. I don't think people would treat it in the cavalier manner that we've seen Judge Jenkins illustrate in Dallas. I think they would be very much more concerned, very much more careful about this if they had actually treated people who came down with this. So my take on this from the beginning is that they are not telling us the truth about how it is transmitted, or they don't understand it. We have seen a lot of doctors come out and say that they believe that the protocol that you can only get it if you come in direct contact with someone who is currently exhibiting symptoms. We've seen a lot of doctors pushing back on that now, saying they don't believe that is true any longer. I think it's time for us to reassess that. I wanted to take some calls from people, especially people who were medical professionals. The next person on the line is William from Tennessee. He says he has he's a worldwide eye care provider. William, what does that mean?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. What does that mean that you're a worldwide eye care provider?
Well, I do medical mission work all over the
okay.
place. I've done Africa, mm-hmm. you know, Haiti, South America, you know, all over.
Okay. And what did you want to say about the Ebola outbreak?
Okay. Well, what I want to say basically is, like, when I go to some of these countries, I see a lot of people, you know, dying from stuff that's so simply conquered here that it's not funny. I mean, that's just something that happens. It means that their healthcare system is just not up to par at all, for one. Now, to let the stuff come here is kind of stupid because a lot of the countries do not even let me enter unless I have certain vaccinations.
Yeah, it was interesting to see that as these Marines were touching down in Ebola, it was Liberian doctors who came out and took their temperature. We don't see that happening anywhere in the United States.
Right. Now, I mean, I'm one of the ones who was in Florida during those hurricanes, mm-hmm. and I've seen the fights for gas and stuff like that. And that judge that walked in that house is an idiot. I hate to say that, but
yeah. It was very reckless. That was very reckless behavior. I don't know if – listen, he's got an agenda. This is a guy cut his teeth on open borders, and that's his agenda. He's up for reelection in a couple of weeks. People in Dallas need to take note of this. But absolutely what he did was recklessly modeling behavior that nobody should be that cavalier about with this disease, Ebola.
Yes. Now, for sure, I was a first responder in, like, Haiti during those earthquakes. And I was right there when the press was lying or CNN was lying to the public, and they actually had to recant what they said because Dr. Sanjay Gupta said, oh, they're making all those first responders leave for security concerns. And we were just getting on the buses, getting our equipment off. And we was like, what? You know? And
no, you're kidding me. CNN was actually caught lying. Can't believe it. No, I mean, I don't know if you've seen it at InfoWars. We show it often, that clip where the outbreak of the first Gulf War, they were actually in the studio. And they were putting on gas masks and helmets and pretending that they were under missile attack. I mean, it's a pretty funny clip, but they're running it now for anybody that's watching this. But, yeah, we've caught CNN stretching the truth and fabricating the news quite a number of times, so I'm not surprised they did it. It's interesting to hear you give us yet another data point.
Well, get ready. That's all I got
to
say.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Let's go to Jerry in Georgia. Jerry.
Hi, David. I just wanted people to think that – I want to point out that the soldiers being sent over to Africa, they're nothing more than a mandatory control group for a clinical trial.
I believe so. We've seen that happen many times, haven't we, with the U.S. military. They've used them as guinea pigs.
Yes, sir. Alex has documented many times. But also, when I was sent overseas to Panama, you're given all kinds of inoculations. You don't know what you're given.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they just did it. They just did a major exercise where Camp Lejeune, they said, well, we're going to run a drill that's going to be in case a pandemic breaks out. And they gave 1,200 flu shots, they said, to people. And you see the picture of it. The guy's not wearing gloves that's given the flu shots. But they gave them 1,200 shots. They said it was a flu vaccine. We don't know what it was, right? And we also don't know when you get a flu vaccine. That's one of the things we talk about here at InfoWars over and over again. What is in the vaccine? What are the preservatives? What are the things that they use to accelerate it? Well, of course, it's things like mercury. It's things like formaldehyde. They're clear about that. They put all kinds of stuff in there. So apart from the whole idea as to whether or not vaccines work, and we're going to have a report. I'm going to talk about some information that we have about this miracle drug, ZMapp, and we'll take a look at the history of how pharmaceutical companies have been getting into this particular outbreak. It's very interesting, the timing, and it's very interesting, the hypocrisy of how they're selling something that is essentially based on the idea that you're going to give somebody's immune system a boost with antibodies, but instead of doing it with blood serum, they want to do it with an artificial, genetically modified plantibodies. And, of course, that's where they're putting all their money. DARPA started it. DARPA helped to fund it. Big Tobacco helped to fund it. The Gates Foundation is getting into it. So we're going to talk about that at 6 after. But I want to take your calls in this segment and in the next segment. Thank you, Jerry. Let's go to Alan in Florida. Alan.
Hi, David.
Hi.
2 points.
Remember when they brought in the infected doctor and the nurse who was with Samaritan's Purse?
Yes.
And they brought them to Emory University. The contractor on that was Phoenix Air out of Cartersville, Georgia, which is an interesting airline. If you look up, they have a State Department contract to be transporting the Ebola patients.
Hmm.
And they've also done a lot of work in the intelligence community.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to mention was there was rumors, I'm going to say these are rumors because I have no evidence, on the internet back in August that there was something going on in Kenema, Sierra Leone. The rumor was that there was some sort of laboratory at a hospital and that they may have been involved in this Ebola outbreak, and that someone named Glenn Thomas with the World Health Organization was going to try to blow the whistle on a cover-up there, and then he was killed in the MH17 crash. Have you heard any of this? This has been debunked supposedly by PolitiFact, but is there anything to be looked at there?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, there was a report that was picked up. We picked it up by John Rappaport. It was also picked up in one of those countries talking about how they had shut down a medical research lab there that was working on Ebola that they were concerned about. So I'm not prepared to talk about that at the moment, and, you know, people can do their own research on that.
Okay. Well,
thank you. Yeah. In terms of talking about contractors, though, as well, people have pointed out that if they wanted to build these facilities, they have contractors that they could send over. They don't need to send over thousands of troops. I really do believe that they are being used as guinea pigs, that they're being used to expose them and then, of course, bring that back. But don't worry. They've got your back. We've got Obamacare. We've got the VA. You know, they've been there for us every time we need them, right? We're hearing that from Lori Garrett, who is a writer. She works for the Council on Foreign Relations, and, you know, she came out last week and said, hey, Obamacare is the way that we're going to keep track of this. That's key to controlling the Ebola outbreak is going to be Obamacare. I would say if that's true, it's game over, man. We're done. Let's go to Ginger in Florida. Ginger. Hello, Ginger. Are you there? I think we lost Ginger. Let's go to Shauna in Kentucky. Shauna.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. How are you? What did you want to talk about?
Good. So my background's psychology, so I wanted to give you a little bit of a background on these killers, because that's what they are. And, you know, it really goes back to 1776. I've called in, spoke to Alex about this little baby code, and I just want to let people know, because they might not understand this, but the year 1776, we have two sevens in the middle, the six on the end, the one on the end, that's another seven, that's three sevens. And the way the code works is back then, they wrote these sevens like they had a little end on them at the bottom. When you flip it, they look like twos. And I noticed because I've watched this code, the six is flipped over into nine, sevens into twos, and then that one. And that nine, the two and the two, that's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, that's two more sevens. That is seven represents the good people, like you, me, and Alex, the people that love life. And what these killers have done is they've used a code that we use to get away from Great Britain, to get out of slavery. And they use 666.
All right, that's it. That's it. We're out of time for this segment. Thanks, Ginger. Interesting ideas. We're going to be back. Stay with us. We're going to talk at 6 after about the money trail. We're going to follow the money. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.